KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Playing at KX Presents Tomorrow, we've got Ellie Mae and the Ricochets.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning. It's Daily Scramble Live. Today we'll play a game of Name That Kazoon. We'll play our best covers on the kazoo, and you can win a prize.
Yeah, and we're going to learn more about this new band, Ellie Mae and the Ricochets. They debuted a new album this week, and they're playing at Marine Room Tavern for our KX Presents show tomorrow.
That's right. So, you know, keep it here. Listen on the app, the website, iTunes, and at 93.5 FM in Laguna Beach, California. It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Parents and guardians are invited to a 6 p.m. workshop tonight on student mental health, which was moved to the Artist Theater at the high school because of high interest. Annette Craig, the founder of an organization dedicated to suicide prevention by improving mental support services, will address the group. She will also lead a mandatory training session with the Laguna Beach High School staff and students earlier in the day to help them recognize risk factors and involve them in the process of meeting the needs of students at risk. Three teens, all former Laguna Beach High School graduates, have taken their own lives in the past 10 months.
It's a big deal. Actually, it's the highest. We have the highest suicide rate in Orange County. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's pretty high, and we outstrip Dana Point and Newport Port Beach. They have 13.5 suicides per 100,000 population, and we have 21.1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely something that needs to be talked about then, certainly in our town. So again, tonight, 6 p.m. at the Artist Theater at the high school. Looking outside Laguna a little bit, about 15 minutes away, Hop Dottie Burger Bar, a premium burger sensation from Austin, is opening its third California outlet, the first in Orange County and the first table service restaurant in the chain next week in Newport Beach. It's going to be a Fashion Island restaurant that enters on the heels of another high-end burger bar, Holstein's Shakes and Buns, which debuted several weeks ago at South Coast Plaza. So there's two new burger restaurants, and they're expected to rekindle the burning rivalry between Orange County's best-known shopping centers. Of the two, Hop Dottie appears to be a front-runner, having received more national acclaim.
We just had a mood swing, haven't we, from suicide to burgers?
Yep.
Yeah, good one.
That's news pacing for
so
you.
So where's that burger place going to be exactly again?
New one in Fashion Island called Hop Dottie, and a new one in South Coast Plaza called Holstein's Shakes and Buns.
Are they paying us for this advertising?
No.
Right, let's never mention them again.
I think it's exciting. All right, more tone changing. In national news, gun shops that have had their products linked to violent crime would receive greater scrutiny from federal regulators under a new bill set to be introduced in Congress on Wednesday, that's today, that gives federal authorities more power to inspect stores suspected of skirting existing gun laws. The Gun Dealer Accountability Act, sponsored by Wisconsin Democrat Gwen Moore, would allow the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to do more frequent inspections and require lists of inventory from gun stores that have illegally transferred guns or have served as a source of 10 or more weapons used in crimes in the previous 2 years. I know you could go off on gun control for a long time.
So yeah, it's too early in the morning,
isn't
it?
We shouldn't let you.
Yeah.
Also, in national news, the label on Aquafina water bottles will soon be changed to spell out that the drink comes from the same source as tap water. A group called Corporate Accountability International has been pressuring bottled water sellers to curb what it calls misleading marketing practices. Aquafina is the single biggest bottled water brand, and its bottles are now labeled PWS. The new labels will spell out public water source.
Great.
Did you know you were drinking tap water?
I'm not surprised.
I really didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it all, you know, tap water, so it's where does the water come from? It's a It's under the ground, isn't it?
I guess that's a good point. I mean,
rain. Probably rain.
Yeah, you could call it rainwater. You could call it spring water. I mean,
yeah.
Ultimately, that's where our taps come from as well.
Yeah. Just goes through a filter. The water in London, I remember reading years ago, has been through the human body 12 times.
What?
Yeah, because it goes, obviously it goes into the lavatory.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to the water treatment plant and it gets filtered and gets sorted out. And then they put it back in the taps. Same in most big cities.
Do we do that here?
I don't know.
Freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's not...
I've never thought about this before.
Yeah. Any big city, that's what they do. You know, the water has to be recycled.
Man, I just didn't know any of this.
Lovely.
I really did not know.
You don't want to. This is stuff you don't want to know.
You're right.
Oblivious, that's what you want to be.
I wish I'd never read this story, never brought this up.
I know.
I like that it comes from a dripping mountain spring. I think there's tiny elves with water bottles holding it under just this tiny little drip on the edge of a rock, filling it up, putting it on the shelves.
With a magic stick, they go, ping, and it's perfectly clean and sparkly.
That's what I thought happened.
I know. They do the same with cheeseburgers at that
at Hop Dottie Burger
restaurant.
All right, finally in the news this morning, director Sam Mendes' Spectre opened in the UK Monday to a rousing $6.4 million. 007 Spectre is launching in the UK more than a week before its November 6th debut in North America. While the 24th James Bond film is expected to be a sizable player, there's been much discussion about whether it can match Skyfall, its record-breaking predecessor. Also directed by Mendes, Skyfall became the highest-grossing Bond film of all time in 2012, with $1.1 billion in global ticket sales. So far, Spectre is doing more business than Skyfall in many cinemas and made just as much money Monday night as Skyfall did in its first full day of runs.
Yeah, I'll go and see that. Will you go and see that? Is James Bond a thing for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'm always uber disappointed if they're disappointing. You know what I mean? I mean, I love James Bond.
I don't think they have been in a while.
No,
I mean,
good,
since
though,
Daniel Craig's been in. I mean, I love Casino Royale. I love Skyfall.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right, finally, let's finish the headline today. A guy in Florida is already camped out for...
Okay, finish the headline.
Skyfall tickets. No, what was the name of the movie? I've forgotten.
Spectre.
Spectre moves. No. He's already camped out for...
This is unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
He's camped... Well, what's happening in the next 5 years? I don't know. No idea, Ty.
Black Friday.
Oh, really?
He's camped out for Black Friday. He's officially the first person in America to be camped out. Black Friday's in about 33 days from now.
It must be a publicity stunt, this. Surely.
Well, he says he's at a Best Buy in Orlando, which just sounds like...
Yeah.
And he's...
Okay.
He says he's going to raise awareness for homelessness and, quote, get a big TV. I love this guy. Kevin Sutton. And...
Kevin Sutton, underemployed.
Yeah, exactly. He says he's not going to leave his post outside the Best Buy except to go to the bathroom. And Best Buy said he could go inside and use it during business hours.
Great, great.
So he's not going to shower or anything?
Great publicity for Best Buy. Great fun for him. Yeah, why not?
Getting
the
really
local
helping
press.
Out Best Buy here.
Yeah.
Make it seem like it's worth it to go there month before Black Friday.
Oh.
I mean, how much? You save $100,
right? Right. What's it going to cost him?
Yeah, exactly.
In medical bills.
In lifetime. The train is only cheaper if your time is worth nothing.
That's right. You once told me that before. I'm not sure. Still not sure I understand.
Here's what it means.
Go on.
If you take shortcuts to save money.
Yeah.
And they're really long cuts. They take you a longer amount of time, like the train.
Right.
Then you're just wasting your own time, saying your time is invaluable, is not worth anything.
Right.
Make sense?
The train is only cheaper if your time is worth nothing.
It's my favorite quote.
It's a sorbet of the day.
Oh, let's get to one coming up.
All right.
We'll also play Name That Kazoon. That's your news this morning on Daily Scramble Live. KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.
Daily Scramble Live.
That's new music from the Fratellis. It's called Thief. It sounds remarkably like the Ghostbusters theme song, but it's not the Ghostbusters theme song. It's from the Fratellis. Nobody sue them.
They're Scottish.
Yeah, they are Scottish.
Scottish.
And they just make rock and roll music. Yeah. When I interviewed John a couple weeks ago, he didn't have any explanations for any of the songs he wrote, no meanings behind any of them.
Just good for him.
They make rock.
It's rock and roll, that. It's good.
So coming up, we're going to play a game of Name That Kazoon. Will you please explain it, Jason Fetty?
We play tunes on kazoos, and you guess what those tunes are, and you win big money.
How much money? How much money are we talking about?
I don't think there's actually money to win, but we'll give you something, T-shirts, something.
People can win concert tickets.
Okay.
To various Coach House shows.
Right.
Would you like to know some of those shows that we have?
Sure.
How about the Yardbirds?
That's interesting, isn't it?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
The Yardbirds at the Coach House on November 12th. How about Modest Yahoo at the Coach House?
Wow.
Yeah. November cool. 13th.
Modest Yahoo?
Exactly. The Toadies, Cashed Out, and then Terry Nunn, our friend Terry Nunn.
Oh, Terry's back.
Yeah. All of those shows, you can choose from whatever one you want. If you can name that kazoon.
Who's still alive in the Yardbirds?
Eric Clapton. Wasn't he in the Yardbirds?
Yeah, but he's not.
There's no way he's touring with the Yardbirds.
No. I'm Googling it. Who's still alive in the Yardbirds?
All right, we're going to figure out Yardbirds' current lineup. So here's what we need you to do. We need you to call us. One person to call us and to be the kazoon guesser. We'll take the first caller, so be quick. 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. All you have to do is put up with us for a few minutes, and then you'll probably win tickets to the Coach House. We make it pretty easy on you. Right?
Right. Clapton wasn't in the Yardbirds. He was in the Birds, wasn't he? No. He was in... Maybe he was.
I think he was.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure he was in the Yardbirds.
No. What's his name? Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds. Maybe they were. Who knows? We don't know.
Are we supposed to be rock DJs?
What time is it?
I don't think we know. Yeah. Looks like we have a caller on the phone. Hello, are you there?
I am.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Elaine.
Elaine, thank you for calling, and you really have no idea what you're getting into, right? You just called.
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to play a game called Name That Kazoon. Jason Fetty and I are in studio, and we're going to perform duets on kazoo. And you have to guess what famous song we're kazooing.
And don't worry, Elaine, we're highly accomplished kazoo players. We both studied at the Sorbonne. We're very, very good at this.
That was my next question. Are you good?
Classically trained.
Okay.
Now, it'll probably be our fault if you don't get the songs right, not yours. So you're going to win a prize no matter what. You're going to get to go to a concert of your choice, and we'll make sure you get some concert tickets at the end of all of this, okay?
Great.
All right, so we're going to play three songs in a row. We'll start with the first one, and then you've got a chance to guess. So are you listening?
I'm listening.
All right.
It's time for Name That Kazoon.
Shall we, Jason?
Right, wait a minute. I have to do a little bit of prep. Okay, right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Nobody heard that.
All right, nope.
No, okay. Nope.
Okay, go.
Because I have to get my part right. It's very important.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Elaine, you with us? You with us?
I've heard that, but I can't remember.
Oh, you know it.
Once we got to the chorus, I felt like it was. Came together.
That's what kind of cued me in. But I'm like,
I was in the zone at that point.
They do something going round.
Oh yeah, you pretty much got it.
I think you pretty much there.
Yeah, it's You Spin Me Right Round by Dead or Alive.
Like that.
Yeah, that counts. You absolutely got it right.
You totally got it. And I must say that when we reached the chorus, we had reached such a spiritual plane. It was such. I felt like we were so in the zone.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you ready for the next one?
Now you're confident. Now
okay.
You see,
she got it. Yep. Okay, we're moving on to the next one. This one will be a little bit harder, I bet. But
uh-oh.
Are you ready, Jason?
No, I've lost my list. Okay, here we go. Yeah, how do we do this?
I'll start it. Ready?
That's very good. But I think you changed key, Tyler, in the middle.
I'm so sorry.
You modulated.
It was intentional.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. That was terrible, Elaine. I think we'll just give you that one. It was I'll Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't have gotten that.
All right. We didn't even know it.
It's actually a song about death, so.
Yeah. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
All right, the last one should hopefully be easy. It's in the theme of the season. Do you want to start this one, Jason?
Okay, I'll give it a go. I think I can do about like half a verse of this before I get lost.
All right.
Is that how it goes? Oh, that was a perfect rendition. Actually.
It actually was that was nicely done, Elaine. Yeah. You should be able to get that one.
Be applauding right now.
It was nicely done, but that was out of scope of knowledge.
It was. We think it was.
All right, I'll play it and you sing it.
One-eyed, one-horn, fine purple people leader. One-eyed, one-horn, fine purple people leader. One-eyed, that one.
That's all we know of it, though. We don't.
That's
know
all
anymore.
We know. We don't anymore.
Yeah. I was waiting for the Michael Myers Halloween song.
that was kind of our attempt at being friendly to the season.
Yeah.
Right. That was very good. You guys are good. Sorry, I'm so bad.
Trust me, it's definitely not your fault.
It's don't be ridiculous. Yeah. Honestly, we are really bad at this.
Is this what you wanted, Elaine? Like this?
That's what I wanted.
All right. There you go.
When did we descend into playing silly noises on the radio?
Because it's Halloween. That's why. Elaine, you did an excellent job. Thank you for putting up with our shenanigans. You win your choice of concert at the Coach House. Stay on the line, and I'll let you know what's playing, and you can pick a couple tickets, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks
well
for being
done.
A good sport, Elaine. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Well, that was a good use of our time. Here's new music from a guy named D.A. Wallach. The song's called Long Way Down.
So Tyler Russell's roped me in on a thing we're doing tonight. I'm not very excited about it.
I'm thrilled.
Are you?
Yeah.
I got an email from, I think you must have forwarded it to me, but about what we're doing. Shall I describe it
sure.
to the dear listener?
Go ahead.
We're going to go for a walk in Black Star Canyon, which is up there, somewhere near Santiago Canyon, Silverado Canyon, up there at the top of El Toro Road, whatever, that sort of area. And we're going to be searching for paranormal activity with an organization that actually they're serious about looking for paranormal activity. It's not as far as I can tell from the website, it's not a setup to just scare us.
Oh, no.
They're actually looking for stuff up there. And they say, this is hilarious. What do I bring? Says frequently asked questions on the thing. Right. We're going to go for a walk in the dark, 2.5 miles, and we're going to presumably have equipment with us, you know.
Recording and photo mostly. We're looking for EVPs, so bits of sound or wisps in a photo.
What's an EVP then?
I don't know what it stands for, but we'll ask them tonight. It's a sound that you don't expect to be in your recording.
Okay. Well, you know that all of my recordings have got something like that in them. let's see, as my job as a production doodah designer here. Let's see. It says, what do I bring? That's a question I was wondering what I should bring. You know, it's probably going to be chilly up there, I would think.
Right.
So a jacket
right.
would be a good thing. But also it says, bring digital cameras, as you say, handy cams, flashlights. We strongly suggest you bring water, a snack. I'll be bringing snacks. And this is a kicker. Any medication you might need. And then it stipulates inhalers, etc. So I'm just imagining the kind of people that go on this thing. A lot of asthmatics.
They're just trying to not get sued, I think.
Because we're
going on a hike. I mean, in the middle of the night.
I know. It's bound to be a wheeze. Wheeze.
A wheeze?
See what I did there? Bit of a wheeze?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm from America.
Never mind. Please carry ID, emergency information, insurance. Are they trying to scare us? They don't seem to be trying to. They seem to be very
It's
earnest.
Very real. So this particular group, OC Ghosts and Legends, and you can look them up online. They do tours in San Juan Capistrano, in Black Star Canyon, in a couple of their outdoor locations on places that are notoriously quote-unquote haunted in order to help people find paranormal activity. And on Halloween Eve, on the 30th, this Friday night, they're doing a presentation at the old theater in San Juan Capistrano. And you can take a little tour with them and see and have them investigate it. They're investigating it live. So you can watch a stream of that and learn about the investigation at the theater. And you can learn more about that on their website. So, yeah, they lead groups of interested people in this sort of thing to places that could have activity and let them check it out.
And you can go. They've got four levels of experience to pick from, to choose from. So level one would be San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah.
Which we're actually going straight to level two for Black Star Canyon. Number four is Grand Canyon experience. And number three is something called Star of India, which presumably they just go for a curry.
Is that an Indian restaurant?
Indian restaurant in Irvine.
Why is it haunted?
I don't know. They just go for a curry and make fun of the people they took
delicious.
On level one and two.
I want some chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing tonight from 8 to 10:30 or so. If we don't show up for the show tomorrow, please send a helicopter to Black Star Canyon. Because that's where we are.
Sounds like a bit of exercise. Be all right.
Yeah, it'll be a good bit of exercise. And then on Friday morning on the show, we're going to air our results. So we'll put together something for you and let you know what happened
our
journey.
I don't believe in any of this stuff. I'm completely without any belief in any ghostly stuff. But I am, and I admit it, very scared of it. Even though I do not believe one word of it to be true, I'm very scared.
We'll be together.
I know. We might have to hold hands.
Little Steph's going to come with us, too.
Oh, cool.
She's going to take photos and stuff of what's happening.
She's totally going to leap out from behind trees and boo. I know what Steph's like. I'm very nervous. Oh, well, it'll be all right. It'll be fun, right? Are you taking a flashlight with you? Are you allowed to?
I don't know if you're allowed to or not.
God.
I'm very excited. That's tonight. We're doing it with OC Ghosts and Legends. Then we will report back on the show on Friday morning. You good?
No.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Hi, Jason Fetty.
Yo, that's a heck of a lineup, isn't it, tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm stoked.
I love the Rebel Light, and Matt Costa was great yesterday. I'm excited to have Ellie Mae and the Ricochets in a few moments' time, so it's going to be good. Anyway, for now, we're doing this, aren't we?
Yes, we
top
are.
Top five with Linda Halligan.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back. Good to see your face.
Thank you.
Tyler, always good to see your face as well.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
So Linda counts down the top five something for us every week. And in landing a Halloween theme,
right?
I think we got something that the public will enjoy.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is the first time we've ever done something like this on this show.
Wow.
Because this is actually Tyler's list.
It is.
This is the first time.
It's my list.
You made this list.
I made
five
the top
to
five.
One. Every well, single one. And Tyler has experienced all of these on his own. I've only done one, and this was back in junior high school, just a couple of days ago.
It's appropriate, though. Tyler's got a sort of fetish about Halloween. He's a Halloweetishist.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is, it's not haunted houses, per se. It's really the top five haunted experiences, we'll call it. And it's in or near Southern California.
Absolutely.
So driving distance from where we live in Laguna Beach and wherever you are in Southern California.
So I'm happy to give some insight, but you're still the counter downer, right?
You're the official counter downer.
All right.
And I did the research. So I did the work here and you
Thank
had all
you.
The fun.
All I did was go.
All right. So let's start off with number five. Universal Halloween Horror Nights. Of course, that's in Universal City. I've never done this one.
Right.
You have, I can just tell people what it is, and you can tell us from experience. 6 terrifying mazes, and a lot of it ties in with the scary Universal movies and shows like Insidious, Halloween, The Walking Dead, which is hugely popular, The Purge. They have an all-new terror tram. What did you think about this? Number 5.
Number 5 is the right place for Universal.
Okay.
It's my least favorite of the popular Halloween attractions, but it needs acknowledgement because it gets tons of people every year. And what's cool about it is it does showcase the movies that they're very famous for.
Right.
So if you actually want to be in a horror film, like Psycho, for example, which they do something with, or with The Walking Dead, which is awesome, or some of the movies that come out every year that are horror-themed from Universal, you get to kind of experience. That's what's cool. But it's crowded.
Yeah.
You are stuck, sandwiched in between people as you go through haunted experiences, which for me ruins the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of overhyped. So Universal, as well as a lot of the other theme park ones like Six Flags and some others that we'll talk about, are definitely a Disneyland-like experience.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Is Universal more family-friendly than some of the other ones on your list? Because some of them, as I was doing my research, seem pretty intense, pretty gnarly.
It's still, I mean, you still definitely have to have a stomach for this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, at some point, Universal and all the theme park ones don't become as scary as they once were.
Uh-huh.
For me, at some point, they just stop being scary. But yeah, I mean, they're a little less intense than some of the ones on this list.
But still fun.
Still fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to number 4. This is the only one I have ever done decades ago. Not Scary Farm.
Right.
And I was wondering because, you know, this was going on when I was a kid, and I looked up to see how long ago it started. So it started back in 1973.
Did
and
it really?
Originally, yeah, it was only a 3-night affair. And it is called the largest Halloween event to be held at a theme park. So originally, just 3 nights. And I think even when I was in junior high, it was just, yeah, maybe 3, maybe a few more nights. But it wasn't a whole month-long, 6-week kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, some of these go even past Halloween.
Yeah, and not starts early. It starts like the last weekend of September, and it goes into November. So that's definitely a big affair now.
Right. And I have some friends, they brought their kids last year for a birthday, and they had a blast. They were there till like 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
They had a ton of fun. They said it was scary, but they're younger, you know. Some of the things they have there, these are some of the events or the rides. My Bloody Clementine, Pinocchio Unstrung, Dead of Winter. Did you go on any of those?
Yeah, I went on all of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, what do you got?
It's also similar in that, you know, there's a lot of mazes that they kind of construct or turn a ride into a maze, and you're kind of sandwiched in between a lot of people and you're walking in. But Knott's production value to me this year was better than Universal. And what sets it over the top is something they have called Infected, which is a zombie ops mission. And so if you get in early, you can get a ticket to this thing. It's free. And you get to shoot zombies with a laser gun that are coming at you as you run and are led by like a SEAL team leader through the back of Knott's.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
Let's get Jason in on this. Now, are you more of a zombie or a zombie killer? What do you think, Jason?
You're going, oh, that's really cool. Really cool. I'm thinking, what is cool about any of this?
He's like, I'm going to go outside and get some coffee.
Is there a restaurant? Is there somewhere we can eat?
Yeah, not you know? The fried chicken, the boysenberry
all right.
pie.
Am I talking boysenberry juice? All right.
That's all good stuff.
Right. So a blood-like beverage.
I'm just glad someone else is in studio that cares remotely about it. Because I've tried
cool.
to talk about this stuff for weeks now. And Jason's just like, whatever.
Yada, yada, yada.
Not for me, and I'm sure, I must represent a certain demographic out there. That's just like Halloween. God, just get it over. It's so annoying to me. But the zombie thing. I see shooting zombies, you know, in a sort of paintball-y kind of way.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And you rack up points and you've got an amount of kills on your gun by the end of it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
That's right. Cool. So what is it, Jason, about Halloween and the whole month of October that you don't like? You don't
I'm
like dressing up?
I don't like the costume. I hate dressing up. I look at myself in the mirror and go, okay, that's effective. And then I just want to put my clothes back on because it's uncomfortable and annoying.
But you have to. You're going to for Oak Street, right? You have to.
Do I have to?
Absolutely.
Just put a hat on, some bunny ears or something, and head out the door.
Well, I'm lucky because it's on Saturday this year, and I'm going to run straight to Hotel Lagoon and start playing at 7 o'clock. So, I think, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Well, you're going to need a costume for that.
I can help you, Jason. In our garage, we have, I think, 6 Halloween costume boxes. I'm not kidding you. So when people don't have a costume and they say, I don't really want to dress up, I say, just come over, go through the boxes, find something.
Is this at Oak Street? Will you be there? Is that
I will be at Oak Street, but I'm not going to bring you a costume. You have to come over and go through the boxes first.
Help yourself.
You could be Goldilocks or something.
I don't want to wear somebody else's hat. That's not
you don't
want
to get life.
You've got way
Trust
too
me.
Many problems.
Tyler understands about this.
Right now.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to bring my inhalers and just, you know, I don't know.
What?
It's one of the suggestions on the list of the thing we're doing tonight, going ghost hunting. They say bring your inhalers. Okay.
Okay.
But Hotel Lagoon, I think I'm just going to dress as a waiter because I think the tips will be better.
Good idea.
All right,
okay.
top five haunted experiences in and around Southern California. What's number three?
Number three, this one is probably the closest, I would say. Is that right? Yeah, it's in Tustin. It's called the 17th Door. So it has 17 experience rooms of psychological terror.
Oh, God, it's a nightmare.
This one. Okay, so I'm reading about this one. You join Paula. I don't know who Paula is, but as she walks through her university, here's the cool thing about this. Everything you see, feel, smell, it's all real. So if there are bugs going up and down the walls, it's all real. I'm picturing it sort of
real
like
bugs.
Fear factor.
They are real bugs.
No,
they
they're not.
There's
okay,
real
dead
bugs.
You're not allowed to bring real bugs along. That's illegal.
That's what
there,
it says.
There is a room that has real dead bugs in it.
They're
okay, dead.
Dead
bugs. All right.
Okay.
There are a couple live ones. Mm.
This is horrible. My life is a psychological nightmare. I don't want to go. I don't want this.
I don't need to pay money to have a psychological nightmare.
So here's what's cool about 17th Door. It's one of the only ones where they relegate it so that you go in with just a small group of people.
Uh-huh.
So like I've been complaining about the theme parks, you don't have to just walk through in a line, and therefore one person happens to get scared by something and everybody else in the line misses out. You go in a small group, so you get to experience everything kind of on your own. That's the main thing I like about it. And it's new. It's a new startup this year. It's independent. They rented the space in next to the Tustin Marketplace, and I think it's really cool what they've done. There's 17 rooms, each with its own theme. As you follow the storyline, you're trying to piece it together and figure out what happened, and there's small scares and cool effects along the way. Some are weird, some are a little off, but a lot of them are pretty cool, pretty well done.
Cool, and it's the first year, like you said,
yeah.
So maybe next year they'll switch up a couple of the rooms that maybe aren't the greatest.
Yeah.
But pretty cool for the first year and already making it to number three on your list.
Totally, and it's very popular. It sells out almost every weekend.
Right, and that's something to note because a lot of these do sell out. So if you do want to go to any of these, go online. I have all this information and times and dates and all that kind of stuff. Prices vary from time to time. So go on there and try to get your tickets in advance. You don't want to drive all the way out there and be turned away.
This one's more like a walking theater production, if you will, like a scary play unfolding before your eyes as you go room to room.
Yeah, no, I love the idea that these people are doing something a little different. It's not a corporate thing.
Yeah.
It's not amateurish, though. You're saying it's quite well.
No, it does. They do a nice job. I mean, they have real actors and they're good makeup. And there's a scene where, I won't ruin it, but there's a scene where like a DUI occurs and they crash a cop car through part of it. And there's a cop there who lines you up against the wall. And this is one, by the way, where you have to sign a waiver.
Okay.
So they are allowed to touch you if you sign that waiver. And you have to go through the maze. So they don't take too many liberties on that, but they are allowed to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it one price to go through all 17 experiences?
Yes. Yeah, you just go through the whole thing.
Great. Okay, number two. And remember, everyone, this is Tyler's list. He has experienced all of these.
All of these.
He is the master. He's really been on a mission for the last, month or so?
Yeah, actually.
Probably traveling
absolutely.
All around.
Every weekend.
Okay, number two, Fear the Darkness. This is in Brea. It's a 30-minute fear challenge with your partner. Right? So you go with one other person. I guess you can also do groups of two, so a total of four.
Yeah.
There's some quick math for you this morning, people. It requires complete trust, and they have different ones you can choose from. Evil clowns, you know, people have major phobias about clowns. They have evil clowns, they have the possessed, and they have the living dead. You get to choose your own. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And did you do all three?
No, I just did the ghost one, the paranormal one.
Is that the living dead, probably?
No, that's the zombie
possessed.
One.
Possessed.
Possessed. Yeah, I did that one.
And what did you think?
So this one's cool. It's another very, very small production. There's this store in Brea called Sinister Points Curiosities, and they sell like shrunken heads and stuff.
Right.
Never seen anything quite like it. It's really neat. And every year they do a haunted house in their back area. This is their version this year that, again, sells out every weekend. And you and a partner go. One person's in a small booth on an infrared camera looking at what your partner is doing in a room that's completely dark to them. So you have a microphone and you can tell your direct your partner around that room, and you're avoiding actors who are playing zombies or clowns or whatever, trying to grab at your partner while looking for clues and pieces of items that you're going to return to get points. And my friend Jonathan and I are the record holders.
No! No, of course you're the record holder.
At Fear the Darkness, we got 13 points out of a maximum 12 somehow.
And was he guiding you, or did you do it twice?
That was me guiding him.
And do you go back?
Yes, you do it twice, and you go in a different room the second time around.
And what do you get with the points?
I don't know. We got a little token.
An evil clown to take home.
We got a little token.
Very cool.
So I like this one because it's very unique. There's nothing quite like this. It's not a maze. It's not really. It's more of an adventure and a game. So I thought that was really cool.
And if you want to bring maybe a new girlfriend, new boyfriend to really see if you have trust, I mean, you can kind of mess with them, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can tell them there's nothing behind them when, in fact, there is.
And
for example,
did you do that, Tom?
I didn't.
Oh.
No, we were.
Okay,
we
so he's a trustworthy guy. Yeah.
I just can't help thinking of that, the last scene in Silence of the Lambs, where he's stumbling around, she's stumbling around in the dark, Clarissa.
Oh, you mean in
Clarice.
in the house.
Yeah.
Clarice.
Yeah.
The evil clowns, I can't help but think about Poltergeist and, of course, It. You know, It. Stephen King?
I've never seen...
Jason just gave me a look like
please,
it?
No, because I haven't seen a scary film since Hitchcock.
Oh, wow.
That's been
a while.
Tell me about the lambs, Clarice.
Oh, I love that movie. Okay, are you ready for number one?
Yes.
This is the one that's farthest away. It's in Las Vegas. It's called the Trilogy of Terror, Gates of Hell, because there are a few different ones.
There's three.
All in one location.
Yep.
This one, it's produced by the Freakling Brothers. The Freakling Brothers put this one together. The one you like, Gates of Hell, is rated R. No one under 17 admitted. So I want to know about this one.
All right. So this is now crossing into a new boundary of intense haunted houses. And there's some that I don't do that aren't on this list because I don't do them, like Blackout in Los Angeles and Alone, an Existential Crisis. Also in Los Angeles. Both of those.
He really knows
why
his
stuff.
Would
you do that?
Both of those you have to go through by yourself.
You pay
and they
to do that.
Really disturbing stuff to you. They waterboard you. They torture you in certain ways. It's masochism. And I don't do those, okay? But this
I can understand that.
Right.
Why pay money?
This gets closer to that line, okay? But it's not all the way there. So this guy who runs Freakling Bros. His name's JT. He's a film producer out of LA. And 2 months out of the year, he goes to Las Vegas to put on these really amazingly produced haunted houses. It's rated number one or two in the country of best haunted houses.
The thing I read said rated fourth best haunted attraction in the world.
Yeah,
in the
sure.
world.
That's
yeah.
unbelievable. So there's three of them, and they go progressively scarier. And the last one is the only one in which you have to sign a waiver, Gates of Hell. And again, they're allowed to touch you. And stuff happens like... You get electrically shocked from touching specific pieces of metal.
Okay.
You get lined up in a firing squad.
Yeah, great. Wow.
tremendous. You do get grabbed. Somebody held a what looked like a fake knife, could have been real, to
right.
another girl's throat. You get trapped in certain small spaces. You're allowed to call a safe word and leave.
Okay.
And my friend, Vic, after the very first minute, called the safe word and left.
One minute?
I'm calling it now. Whatever it is, I'm calling
it. Yeah, what is the safe
right
word?
The safe word was purgatory.
Purgatory!
Yeah.
And you come out a different door than normal people, so everybody knows you called the safe word. And everybody outside is
you
laughing.
You get ridiculed.
Right, because you come out a separate door. Huh. So there's no way I was doing that.
Do you get your money back after 1 minute?
No, you don't get your money back.
No,
I would never, ever, I don't want to say ever. I would never yell the safe word. I wouldn't
want to
come out and everyone be like, you big wuss.
This was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. And I was panicked at certain moments. The claustrophobia of certain things are terrifying. I'll ruin one part for you.
Okay.
So there's one part where you all get shoved in this little closet. And Chuck E. Cheese style balls, like the ball pit, starts falling from the sky. And it starts filling up to the point where it almost covers your face. So you're afraid of suffocation and claustrophobia. And at some point, they all release and you can slide down out of the area.
Uh-huh.
But, just that. The panic and the fear of actually drowning in balls
right.
was there.
Yeah.
Not the first time.
This really pushes you to the limit, it sounds like.
Surely you know, obviously, they're not going to kill you.
Well, you'd hope.
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
You could die from balls.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure people have died doing this just from their own medical conditions. Yeah, but right? I don't think anything
heart
in
attacks,
there can
whatever.
Kill you. I
mean, that's something to think about.
There's a part where the roof comes down and you have to duck under it. Right. Like, because they have this mechanical. I mean, the production is just unbelievable on this. The best thing I've ever seen. Innovative, original, unique, and terrifying.
Well, but if you have breathing problems, heart problems, anything like that, you really need to think about that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the end of civilization.
Wouldn't recommend.
People are paying to go to Guantanamo Bay.
Well, that's what it sounds
like. It's the Auschwitz experience.
I think people in the military would do okay with this, you know. But most of us who aren't in the military don't experience this type of thing for a reason. You know, on a regular basis, that's for sure.
It definitely takes you out of your comfort zone.
But you survived.
Absolutely. And I'd love to do it again.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Something to note, a lot of these places do offer discounted tickets. So if you want to go, just try and find some discounts online so you can save a little money. And wow. I mean, they sound amazing.
I'm glad you think so.
I would do them all.
I'm glad you think so. And there's still time. Most of these things are still open Halloween weekend. So if you have time, you know, I'd recommend trying 17th Door or Fear the Darkness if you're in Orange County. Knott's and Universal are going to be packed to the brims this weekend. But if you can get the fast passes, then it's worth it, I'd say.
Yeah, and you know what? Fear the Darkness goes actually through the following weekend, November 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so some of them, also Universal extends. So, I mean, some of them do go another week and a half or so. So check those out if you like. And Las Vegas, I mean, if you're going there for Halloween weekend anyway, what a fun place. And then you go check that out if you survive.
Linda Halligan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we did this list.
Me too. Super fun. And there are a few movies going nationwide this week. One that makes perfect sense to be released in Halloween weekend. Gosh, they're smart. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Cool.
And what I want to say about this is it stars Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, wow.
Arnold and Maria Shriver's son.
Wow.
Burnt, Bradley Cooper, and Sienna Miller. Our brand is Crisis. That's with Sandra Bullock, Billy Bob Thornton. They're all rated R. So there you go.
Linda Halligan TV on Facebook counts down our top five something. Jason, are you okay over there?
Yeah, no, all right. If you're into it, you're into it. I'm just personally, I would hate people to think that I'm saying, it's the whole thing's like, you know, a bad idea. Or I get it. Some people just really get turned on by being scared.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't.
It's not for everyone.
No.
I leave you with one word, guys. Purgatory!
Yeah, really.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, we're very excited to feature now a new band to us, maybe to you as well, and a band that we're going to see tomorrow night at the Marine Room Tavern for KX Presents. Ellie Mae and the Ricochets are here. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you? At least some of the Ricochets. Is this all the Ricochets?
No, there's a few more.
There's a few more Ricochets. All right, so Casey's here as well as Ellie Mae from the group. Hi, Jason Fetty.
Morning. Great. Nice to have you here. Ellie Mae and Rick O'Shea.
Yeah.
No.
Rico.
Ricochet. Ellie, I have to ask what you're wearing. What is that, a kimono?
I'm not really sure. I just found it in a vintage store.
A vintage store?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like pajamas to me.
Were you not curious? I really wanted to know.
You know, now that you mention it, it's very pretty, Tyler. I'm sure that's what Ellie Mae was hoping you would talk about when she came on the air with a guitar.
I was hoping to distract you guys.
Just
nice
curious.
Clothes.
We should mention there is a secret word in effect in this interview.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very important that you know this. We have a secret word, which only we know. Tyler and I know the word. And if we get you to say it, you win a prize.
Okay.
It's not kimono.
Game on.
Yeah.
Kimono would have been a good one.
So no, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. If you say it, you'll win. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Even if it's part of our lyrics?
Ooh, that would be especially great. But there's no way this one will be, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think we've got anything of that kind of value to give you.
Okay, here we go.
So tomorrow night, you're at Marine Room Tavern. Matt Costa actually personally invited you to play on this show. So maybe tell us about your relationship with Matt and how you're kind of involved in his music world.
Well, I met Matt a while ago playing in a band that I used to be in. And finally, after a while, Ellie and I started playing music together, and then Matt hit us up one day and was all, hey, what are you guys doing musically? And we jammed, and then kind of from there, our relationship just blossomed into the beautiful flower that it is now, you know? I'm trying to hit that magic word. I'm sorry.
I'm glad he's excited about it.
Were you immediately, like, musically compatible with Matt? Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think so.
Get real close to that mic for us, Ellie.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, he just understood what we were going for, and we enjoy his music, and so we kind of like went into the whole thing knowing that it would be a good musical relationship. So
yeah, yeah, he's a real music guy, isn't he? I watch him close his eyes and just get in the zone. He's mm-hmm. he's pretty amazing. So that's fantastic collaboration with a guy like Matt, who just believed in you musically. I think that's fantastic. He's such a good guy. So
you guys came out with a new EP just this week, which is good timing in advance of the show and everything that's going on with you. So what is that called?
It's called Tangled.
And where can people find it?
It's on Bandcamp right now.
Yeah, so if you just put in our band name, just ellymayandthericochets.bandcamp.com, and or if you go to our Instagram page, you can follow our link to it, Facebook, etc.
How new is all this stuff for you? I mean, how many other releases have you had? How many singles out there? Anything?
This is the first
this is
one
it, huh?
ever. Yeah.
We're happy to feature it then, guys. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
How many songs on the record?
Six.
And how do you pick those six songs, Ellie Mae? Was it a collaborative thing? Did people say, I like that better than that, or did you get to?
I pretty much picked them all.
Did you?
I was like, no, we're doing these songs. They really? Fought for a couple, but I was like, no.
It was just a matter of making things cohesive, and yeah, it was a good fight, but we all were fighting for what we believed in, and yeah.
And you
we're
all
happy
see,
with
yeah,
it.
You've come out. There's no bruises apparent.
We can't no, we're it. Happy with the end result.
Would you play us a song, and then we can talk a bit more about your music when we're a little more, because you're so new that we can't, I can't talk sensibly about your style because I've not heard it yet.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it.
The song is called Funny Bunny. I've been working in the sunshine, growing all my pretty flowers. Once just baby sprouts and weed blooms, now my strong and lofty towers. Sing to them to make them happy, bring them water so they thrive. But my most favorite little flower, I'm struggling to keep alive. Cause you keep coming in, tearing up this ground. And you keep coming here and I don't want you around. Stay out of my garden, won't you please? Stay out of my garden, can't you see? I don't feel like sharing, sometimes you're crossing all my boundary lines. Trying so hard to be nice, but I don't wanna share my bed with you. I built fences and I dug trenches and I vowed nicely, but still you fight me. Get out of my yard, it's not that hard. If you don't run, 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 I'll get my gun. Cause you keep coming in, tearing up this ground, and you keep coming here and I don't want you around. Stay out of my garden, stay away. I'm gonna put you in your grave. I don't feel like sharing, sometimes you're crossing all my boundary lines. Trying so hard to be nice, but I don't wanna share my bed. Funny bunny, please go. Funny bunny, don't you know that's the one I care for most? Yeah, that one's mine. I might just die without him. So please. Please.
Yeah, nice job, really, you guys. Great. Awesome. Yeah. Ellie Mae and the Ricochets live on KX93.5. Loved it. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So who are you urging to stay out of your garden in that one, then?
It's about a girl that was trying to steal my man.
Wow.
Great. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. And are you writing stories? Are your lyrics sort of mostly kind of about yourself, about your own personal experience?
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Are you someone who expresses yourself in song and not in speech? You know
Definitely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You write what you feel.
I write what I feel. I'm terrified of talking.
This dude, is terrifying.
Then we're gonna keep asking you questions.
Hey mate, if you don't level with us, we can't help you. You know that, don't you?
Does anybody ever come up to you and realize they're in your song, or do you intentionally tell people, or do people figure it out?
Sometimes I tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they feel about that?
It depends on the song.
The truth.
I'd be flattered, even if it was negative. I'd still be flattered to be in a song. Right. That I had enough impact on somebody to write a bad song about me.
She's driving down the freeway with somebody and Ellie Mae comes on the radio and it's "Get Out of My Garden." You're like, that's me.
That's me. I asked her too many questions in that radio interview.
That's right.
It's a great conversation.
Yeah, wrote a song about it.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's beautiful folk music right now in the studio because only you and two guitars. What's the makeup of the band for tomorrow night?
So we've got 2 electric guitars, we got bass, drums, and then Ellie does acoustic and sing, and every once in a while we'll have a friend of ours play keys or, you know, whoever we can get on stage with us. So we try to make it a full band. It's still pretty folky, but...
How'd you come up with the name The Ricochets? I love that.
I was listening to this lap steel player. His name's Pete Drake. He did stuff with Bob Dylan, but he has an album of his own, and he has a song called Ricochet, and it's not spelled the normal way, but... We were trying to come up with a band name, and I saw that, and I was just like, oh, hey, that rhymes with Ellie Mae. It just sounded catchy.
It does rhyme with Ellie Mae. Of course it does. It didn't occur to me.
That didn't occur to you?
No,
that's
never thought
whole,
of that.
That's the whole thing.
I just thought they were bouncing ideas around when they came with the idea. No.
Bouncing somewhere.
Come on.
No, I love it. Ellie Mae and the Ricochets. It's a great name. Again, tomorrow night at Marine Room Tavern for our KX Presents show, our biggest one yet, I should say. Matt Costa's headlining. Rebel Light is on the bill as well. Doors are at 8. It's only $10 and benefits our nonprofit radio station. Cool. Are you guys excited for the show?
We're so excited.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a way to get them to say the secret word, but I can't think of anything.
Was Matt able to impart any information to you, like stuff that you didn't know? Was he useful? Was his experience useful to you? Did you learn something from him?
For sure. Yeah. We're always learning from Matt. He's always teaching us stuff.
Might you say that you absorbed everything that he threw at you?
Yeah, we absorbed everything like sponges.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row. We wouldn't go on forever with that. I mean,
really,
we can't go on for an hour. Yeah, we can't do like half an hour of desperately trying to, you know, what's that
just
sea
enough.
Creature that's akin to something you'd use in the shower. Whatever. Not... Yeah, I'm glad we didn't go for loofah.
Loofah would have been tough. Well done, Casey.
Thank you.
Excellent
job. I knew
job.
I'd get it.
And I knew he wanted to, so I wanted to make sure that we helped him get there.
Oh, he was on it. Thank you. That was a true collaboration. Yeah. Very creative.
All right, I'm satisfied now. Will you guys play another song?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Ellie Mae and the Ricochets is live on Daily Scramble Live here at KX93.5.
There where we met, came in my sky so suddenly, lie awake inside my bed, and I still feel you over my skin, Mr. Sunshine. You've been coming around my mind, stumbling with pride. I'm starting to feel your sting whenever the day begins. I wonder when you'll come back again.
So great.
Awesome.
Folky stylings. That's it. That's got a fantastic hook. That's kind of a, I don't know, that sounds like a single to me. Sounds really great.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. Really excited for tomorrow night. Ellie Mae and the Ricochets at the Marine Room Tavern. Kind of halfway up the bill. So opening for Matt Costa. We've got the Rebel Light coming earlier on. I think you'll really enjoy them too. They're really great. And Matt Costa, of course, on at 10 o'clock. So really wonderful. Great to meet you.
Great.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you, guys. Jason, Squeeze is coming on. Do you want to say something?
Squeeze!
The new Squeeze song.
Oh, Glenn Tilbrook, what a gentleman. Squeeze, great band from the 80s. London guy, South London they're from, innit? Remember Tempted by the Fruit of Another?
Yeah.
That was them.
Well, it's new now.
Yeah.
Squeeze on KX93.5.
Cool. They say time is of the end.